When I met Eddie Hsiao, he was warming himself up on an idling bus, stuck in the snow. It was the only place to escape the bitter winds and 20-degree weather. Hsiao had been trying to get to JFK Airport and had taken the A train as far as it would go, to East New York, and was now using the bus as a place to figure out his next move. With half a dozen other travelers, Hsiao eventually decided to walk half a mile to one of the plowed streets, and a cab driver, freelancing in his personal car, drove the group 6 miles for $150 to Terminal 4. That's where Hsiao found out more bad news.
Oh my God, there's no flights to San Francisco on Virgin America till January 4th. January 4th.
The ticket agent tells Hsiao there are only 3 seats left on that January 4th flight, so if he wanted it, he should book it now. But Hsiao's anxious to leave New York. He has plans for New Year's in L.A. and is heading to Las Vegas afterwards with a friend.
There's gotta be something flying out, you know? Come on, give me a break here.
Hsiao starts checking travel sites for other flights. At the same time, he looks for other airlines.
Delta. Okay, let's go to Delta.
The line in front of the Delta counter is about 100 people long and moving very slowly. Airlines aren't answering phone calls.
Damn.
Working his iPhone, Hsiao can't find any available flights to San Francisco.
One way. Oh, man.
But the funny thing about crises like these is that sometimes people try to find meaning in them. Hsiao says the same thing almost happened to him when he flew out to San Francisco last March for a new job.
I almost didn't make it out there for the interview, so this must mean something. If I don't end up making it out there, that means that I'm probably not meant to be.
Meant to be what? Meant to be out in California?
Yeah, meant to go back to work, you know? I don't know.
Hsiao is 26, from New Jersey, and an actuary. He moved to California in April, and he's the type of person who seems to get a kick out of even bad situations.
Stuff like this doesn't happen all the time, and when it does, you can't take it as a negative thing, right? You gotta look at it and see it as the glass half full.
About 2 hours later,
I'm gonna book it right now.
Through a travel website, Hsiao finds a flight to Oakland, California, not too far from San Francisco, for about $800, departing the next day.
Oh yeah, request has been confirmed.
A minute later, he finds out why there are still seats available.
Oh shoot, this is the worst flight ever.
Hsiao has to stop in St. Louis for 10 hours. Then fly to Salt Lake City, and then land in Oakland. But his good mood returns after realizing that the next best option was double the price.
Merry Christmas. I got really, really lucky.
Or not. The flight got canceled the next day, so Hsiao booked another flight, this time from Philadelphia, traveling to Cleveland, to Phoenix, and finally landing in San Jose. I caught Hsiao on his cell phone just after he got home Wednesday evening. What next?
Now, oh my God, now I'm going to get some sleep. It's been a long, tough, crazy journey.
As it has for many this holiday season. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.